Welcome to the Math Audio Tutorial Series by Rapid Learning Center. This audio tutorial will discuss factoring polynomials. Learning Objectives. By completing this tutorial, you will learn how to distinguish between prime and factorable polynomials, factor using the GCF method, factor using the grouping method, apply identities to factor polynomials, and solve equations using factoring. Factoring polynomials concept map. The concept map shows how new material relates to previously learned material. Factoring polynomials requires knowing different factoring methods. The factoring methods include GCF factoring, factoring using identities, and the grouping method. Factoring polynomials leads to solving equations of higher degrees. The first section will discuss factoring polynomials. Definition. Factoring. Factoring is the process of finding polynomials whose product is equivalent to a given polynomial. Example. Factoring. The binomials x minus 3 and x plus 4 are two factors whose product is x squared plus x minus 12. Therefore, this trinomial can be factored as the product quantity x minus 3 times quantity x plus 4. Definition: factorable and prime. A factorable polynomial is a polynomial that can be converted to the product of some other polynomials. A prime polynomial is a polynomial that cannot be converted to the product of at least two factors other than one. Examples: factorable and prime. Examples of factorable and prime polynomials include example 1, x squared plus x plus 1 is a prime polynomial. Example 2. X cubed minus 27 is a factorable polynomial. Example 3. X squared plus 8x plus 16 is a factorable polynomial. And example 4. X plus 1 is a prime polynomial. The next section will discuss factoring using the GCF and grouping methods. Greatest common factor. Sometimes, the terms of a polynomial all share some common factors. The product of these common factors is called the greatest common factor, or GCF, of all the terms. Note, first step in factoring. If all the terms in a polynomial share a common factor, then the first step in the factoring process is to factor out the GCF. Example, greatest common factor. Factor out the GCF among the terms of the polynomial. 21 m to the 4th n cubed minus 7 m to the 5th n cubed plus 49 m to the 7th n to the 7th. Solution. Factor out the GCF of the coefficients, which is 7. 7 times the quantity 3m to the fourth n cubed minus m to the fifth n cubed plus 7m to the seventh n to the seventh. Factor out the highest exponent of m and n located in each term. The GCF factored polynomial is 7m to the fourth n cubed times quantity 3 minus m plus 7m cubed n to the fourth. Grouping method. When a polynomial has four or more terms, it is sometimes necessary to use the grouping method to factor. Group terms in a polynomial such that each group shares a common factor. Then, factor the GCF from each group. Example, grouping method. Factor the polynomial by grouping. XY minus 2nx plus 3y minus 6n. Solution. Group the terms in the form quantity xy minus 2nx plus quantity 3y minus 6n. Factor out x from the first group and 3 from the second group. X times quantity y minus 2n plus 3 times quantity y minus 2n. Factor out the common factor of quantity y minus 2n to get the final answer. Quantity y minus 2n times quantity x plus 3. The next section will discuss factoring using identities. Special factoring identities. Identities are used to factor some special polynomials. In this method, use identities backwards to find the prime factors of special polynomials. Square of a binomial. Addition. A squared plus 2ab plus b squared equals a plus b quantity squared. When a trinomial includes the sum of the squares of two terms plus twice the product of the terms, factor the trinomial as the square of the sum of the terms. Example 1. Square of a binomial. Factor the polynomial. 25u squared plus 10uv plus v squared. Solution. Factor the polynomial using the square of a binomial identity. 5u quantity squared plus 2 times 5u times v plus v squared. The factored polynomial is 5u plus v quantity squared. Square of a binomial. Subtraction. A squared minus 2ab plus b squared equals a minus b quantity squared. When a trinomial includes the sum of the squares of two terms minus twice the product of the terms, factor the trinomial as the square of the difference of the terms. Example 2. Square of a binomial. Factor the polynomial. 4x squared minus 12x plus 9. Solution. Factor the polynomial using the square of a binomial identity. 2x quantity squared minus 2 times 2x times 3 plus 3 squared. The factored polynomial is 2x minus 3 quantity squared. Difference of two squares. A squared minus B squared equals quantity A plus B times quantity A minus B. When a binomial is made up of the difference of two squared terms, factor the binomial as the product of the sum and difference of the terms. Example, difference of two squares. Factor the polynomial. 81a to the fourth minus b to the sixth. Solution. Factor the polynomial using the difference of two squares identity. 9a squared quantity squared minus b cubed quantity squared. The factored polynomial is quantity 9a squared plus b cubed times quantity 9a squared minus b cubed. Difference of two cubes. A cubed minus b cubed equals quantity a minus b times quantity a squared plus ab plus b squared. When a binomial is made up of the difference of two cubed terms, factor the binomial as the product of the difference of the terms, and a trinomial formed by the sum of the squares of the terms plus the product of the terms. Example, difference of two cubes. Factor the polynomial. X to the sixth minus 125. Solution. Factor the polynomial using the difference of two cubes, x squared and 5. Quantity x squared minus 5 times the quantity x squared quantity squared plus x squared times 5 plus 5 squared. The factored polynomial is quantity x squared minus 5 times quantity x to the fourth plus 5x squared plus 25. Sum of two cubes. A cubed plus b cubed equals quantity a plus b times quantity a squared minus ab plus b squared. When a binomial is made up of the sum of two cubed terms, factor the binomial as the product of the sum of the terms and a trinomial formed by the sum of the squares of the terms minus the product of the terms. Example, sum of two cubes. Factor the polynomial. 27m cubed plus 64n cubed. Solution. Factor the polynomial using the sum of two cubes, 3m and 4n. Quantity 3m plus 4n times the quantity 3m quantity squared minus 3m times 4n plus 4n quantity squared. The factored polynomial is quantity 3m plus 4n times quantity 9m squared minus 12mn plus 16n squared. The next section will discuss factoring quadratic trinomials. Factoring with a leading coefficient of 1. To factor a polynomial of the form x squared plus px plus q, find two numbers a and b such that a plus b equals P, and A times B equals Q. Then, use the following identity to factor the trinomial. X squared plus quantity A plus B times X plus AB equals quantity X plus A times quantity X plus B. Example 1. Leading coefficient of 1. Factor the polynomial. X squared plus X minus 12. Solution. Begin by finding two numbers with a sum of 1 and a product of negative 12. Using a table to list all the possible factors of negative 12 can be helpful. 4 and negative 3 are the only numbers that result in P equals 1 and Q equals negative 12. Therefore, the factored polynomial is quantity X plus 4 times quantity X minus 3. Example 2. Leading coefficient of 1. Factor the polynomial. X squared minus 9x plus 20. Solution. Begin by finding two numbers with a sum of negative 9 and a product of 20. Using a table to list all the possible factors of 20 can be helpful. Negative 4 and negative 5 are the only numbers that result in P equals negative 9 and Q equals 20. Therefore, the factored polynomial is quantity X minus 4 times quantity X minus 5. Factoring with a leading coefficient of A. To factor a trinomial of the form AX squared plus BX plus C, do the following. 1. Find the product of A and C. 2. Find two numbers P and Q with a sum of B and a product of A times C. 3. Factor A into two numbers U and V, where P and Q are each divisible by one of the factors. 4. Assume P is divisible by U and Q is divisible by V. Let M equal P over U and N equal Q over V. 5. The factored form of the trinomial will be quantity UX plus N times quantity VX plus M. Example, leading coefficient of A. Factor the polynomial. 6X squared plus 13X plus 5. Solution. The product of A and C is 30. The numbers P equals 10 and Q equals 3 satisfy the condition that P plus Q equals B and P times Q equals A times C. The factors of A that satisfy the condition are U equals 2 and V equals 3. Therefore, M equals 10 over 2, or 5, and N equals 3 over 3, or 1. The factored form of the trinomial is quantity 2x plus 1 times quantity 3x plus 5. The final section will discuss using factoring to solve equations. Solving equations using factoring. Some equations of higher degree can be solved using factoring. The equation must be of the form a polynomial set equal to 0. Example: solve by factoring. Solve the equation by factoring. X squared minus 9x plus 14 equals 0. Solution: find two numbers with a sum of negative 9 and a product of 14. These numbers are negative 2 and negative 7. So, quantity x minus 2 times quantity x minus 7 equals 0. Set each factor of the polynomial equal to 0. X minus 2 equals 0, and x minus 7 equals 0. Solve both equations to get x equals 2 and x equals 7. Summary: factoring is finding polynomials whose product is a given polynomial. Some special polynomials require using identities backwards to factor. Factorable polynomials can be converted to the product of some other polynomials. Prime polynomials cannot be converted to the product of at least two factors other than one. Some equations of higher degree can be solved using factoring. Well done! You have successfully completed the audio tutorial on factoring polynomials. For more audio and visual tutorials in chemistry, biology, physics, and math, go to www.rapidlearningcenter.com. Thank you.